From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Terrorists stage multiple simultaneous attacks in Paris Friday night, killing scores of people with automatic gunfire and explosions. At least 100 people died at a single location after gunmen attacked a Paris music hall and held many hostages before police stormed the building, ending the standoff. Two attackers were among the dead. Up to 1,000 people were in the audience there at the Bataclan Concert Hall, where performance by an American band was interrupted by automatic rifle fire. Many people escaped during that shootout. Speaking through an interpreter, French President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in the 21st century.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a large crowd were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital, the death toll expected to rise. At the White House, President Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were an outrageous attempt to terrorize citizens.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
At the United Nations, a spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the terrorist attacks, no one claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, has apparently been killed in a drone attack. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group, said officials believe a drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman. However, Warren said the Pentagon is still waiting full confirmation.
You know, as is always the case, we have to wait. We've got several methods that we use to try and determine whether or not the strike successfully killed the target that we wanted killed.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Mwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. Kuwaiti-born Mwazi, who has a British citizenship, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence agencies since he appeared in videos depicting the beheading and other killings of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters had seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Kurdish forces said they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting Islamic State fighters may have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. World powers will seek to narrow their differences on Syria today when they begin a second round of talks on establishing the framework for a political resolution to Syria's prolonged and costly civil war. The talks in Vienna are expected to focus on identifying Syria's moderate opposition groups as well as those who are considered terrorist entities. The United States and its allies may seek to bridge differences with Russia and Iran over the political future of President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran are Assad regime supporters. The U.S. says the Syrian leader must go. As it has in many major recent global events, social media is playing a larger role in the terrorist attacks in Paris. It is not a claim of responsibility, but an Islamic State supporter used Twitter to express joy over the bloodshed. He tweeted the words, "Paris is burning," and used the hashtag, "Paris is burning." That hashtag has been co-opted by supporters of IS. Facebook activated a safety check that allows people in Paris to check in and mark themselves as safe, which then allows their friends on the social network to see that they are okay. French President Hollande has been using Twitter to keep his fellow citizens up to date on the situation. And several U.S. presidential candidates, including Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republicans Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Ben Carson, used Twitter to express their feelings. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.